I have a thought that I would want you to remember this morning, it would be the words of the apostles unto the Lord when they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Somewhere along the line, we Baptists got the idea that once the Lord saved you, that everything else just came automatic, and that we were going to know everything that we needed to know and how to do it. And all we had to be able to do was just say, well, let the Spirit lead you. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with allowing the Spirit to lead you. And I'm a firm believer in that. I believe that probably we don't do enough of that. That too many times we take upon ourselves to do things that we should wait for the Lord. But Jesus had already given some instruction to the disciples about praying. I would say to each one of you as a child of God this morning, that's probably one of the greatest privileges that you enjoy as one of His children, is to be able to talk to Him. And praying is nothing more than that. If you want to bring it down to its simplest form, it's just what you and I are able to do when we talk to the Lord. I tell people many times that we do a lot of time, I spend a lot of time in telling people to pray, and we forget to praise the Lord. Sometimes we need to take a little time and say, thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers, for hearing us, and for helping us whenever that we need your help. The other thing I think sometimes that we need to do is that we need to meditate. And to meditate is for us to be quiet, to let the Lord speak a little bit, to allow Him the opportunity to speak to our hearts. And He will speak to us if we will listen. But we spend so much time in talking that we don't want to listen. So I think that it's important that we understand that we need to be able to talk to the Lord. We also need to be able to listen to the Lord from time to time. And Jesus, with His disciples, had been praying with them. He had been out and prayed by Himself. And so when He came to them on one occasion, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus earlier had said this, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. I very well remember my first pastor here, 60 years ago. I had a fellow preacher come over and help me in the revival meeting, and he told me a few years later, he said, Kent, he said, I never forget. He had pastored here for a short period of time, and he said, I'll never forget that I got up and I preached, you cannot pray standing, and the Bible speaks about that. So Jesus said, don't be like the hypocrites who stand on the street corners and pray their long prayers. And he said, I read that to mean that you couldn't stand and pray. And I got up and told the church, you know, you can't pray while you're standing. Well, he said, finally, I read that again, and it just struck me that I was totally wrong as to what the Lord was saying there. He wasn't commenting about the fact that they were standing. He was commenting about the fact that they were praying that they might be seen and heard of men. Listen to people as they pray. Now, the Bible says that if two or three of us can agree as touching one thing, God will grant it. You can't be agreeing with somebody else when they're praying if you aren't listening to them. We many times, we're not listening to what the person is saying. Well, our mind's running all over everywhere else, and we're thinking about everything else under the sun. But we need to listen to what people are saying. One of the things that you're going to find out is that most of us are repetitive in what we say. I remember I had a deacon in the church when I was in Santa Paula, Darlene, and if I was to name him, you would know him, so I won't call his name. But if I called on him to pray, I could start right in with him and almost tell you just right word for word what he was going to say, because he prayed the same thing every time. And there's nothing wrong with praying for the same thing every time, but just don't get in that rut of where that every time You're just going through it as rote rather than as what is truly coming from your heart. Jesus said, don't be like the hypocrites are, who love to stand in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. I've said many times that probably the most off thing that I'm criticized for when it comes to my preaching, and I'm criticized for a lot of things, Stan, but one of the things I've probably received the most criticism from people is, well, you don't pray enough. You don't have enough prayers in the services. You know, and I tell, my response is this. First of all, you don't know how much I pray, or you don't know how little I pray. Neither do I know how much you pray or how little you're praying. And if all we're praying is what you're hearing in the church, you're all in trouble. We are all in trouble. I'm in trouble if all I pray is what you hear in church. But I'll guarantee you, I do a lot more praying than that, and I suspect you do too. And I think probably that if you really look at the word of the Lord, what we need to understand is that as we pray, it's not to be seen of men, it's not to be heard of men, but it's to talk to the Lord. Sometimes we need to know what each other has on their hearts and their minds, and it is good. And so I'm not saying this morning, don't pray, because again, it's one of the greatest privileges that a child of God has, is to be able to talk to the Lord and tell Him truly what is in your heart. But Jesus said, whenever you pray, go into the closet and shut the door. What effectively is saying, it isn't anyone else's business what you're praying. It isn't anyone else's business what you're saying, excepting between you and the Lord. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. I've told some of you, and I think probably I've mentioned here, in church, that there's only one mark in my Bible. And if I can find it real quick, I'll just go back over, double check. I know that's the only one that's in there, and I've forgotten the number right now. The number, and I think it's 67, that's written down in my Bible, all the marks that I've made in it and all the years that I've been using it, 63. 63 is the number that's written there. That's the number of words that Elijah prayed when he was on the mount and prayed the fire down from out of heaven when he was proving to the people who the Lord was. Took him 63 words. Now, I can talk a lot faster than probably 63 words a minute. And so it doesn't take long to be able to get that many words said. My point, though, that I want to be sure you understand, it is not how many words we say. It is not how long we pray. It is what we are saying unto the Lord. And so when Elijah prayed that powerful prayer unto the Lord and prayed the fire down from out of heaven, it didn't take forever. He didn't have to get loud. Some people seem to think that the louder they get, the better it is. Remember, Elijah had made fun of the people that were there, and the prophets of the grove and of Baal, and had said unto them, you know, maybe your God's asleep. Maybe you need to get a little louder. You need to wake Him up. He's either sleeping or he's on a trip, and you need to get a little louder. And they got a little louder, and so loud praying is not any more effective than loud preaching is. I just happen to be pretty loud when I preach, but it's no more effective than the person who can get up and can just talk in a normal tone of voice to you and put you to sleep just like I can in a loud voice. But let me tell you something this morning. When we pray to the Lord, it's not what comes from our lips, it's what comes from our heart. And we need to remember that. It is what's that. Now listen, everyone is going to know this. Jesus said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. What does it say? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What's the next one? Whoop. How many of you said on earth? Anybody here say on earth? I heard some on earth. Doesn't say on earth. It says in earth. Yeah. I read that time and again, Stan. I'd always heard, on earth as it is in heaven. And one time I was reading, I thought, my Bible must have misprinted that thing. You know, I'm always looking for something like that to think, you know, some of these days I'll find something. I never have yet. All my years of reading and studying, I've still not found anything that is contradictory in the Word of the Lord. There's a lot of things in it I don't understand. There are a lot of things in there that, and there are some things that to me appear to be contradictory, but I'm sure they're not. Because I'm sure that God's Word is accurate, that it's there. In earth as it is in heaven. See, you know, how are things? We want things to be like they are in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus said, now there's what you need to pray. And when you think about it, the first thing that we do is we recognize our Heavenly Father. We also recognize our needs. We also recognize that we are sinners and that there are times in our lives whenever that we're going to be overtaken in a fall. Paul, writing to the church one time, said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fall, ye which are spiritual. We who are spiritual, some of you are spiritual. Some of you may not be so spiritual. Some of you are strong, some of you are weak. That's according to the Word of the Lord. And we all have these things, and we need to understand it. But we all need to understand that we need to talk to the Lord. We need to pray from time to time. And he gives us in this, and he said, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now, I find a great amount of consolation in that knowing, but I also find that's a pretty serious statement, that he will forgive us as we forgive men. But we've got people that won't forgive. We've got people who don't want to forgive. But I don't ever make any bones about it. If you can't forgive your fellow man, don't you need to think you're going to turn around and say, oh, Lord, forgive me? You're not going to get it. You can say, oh, yes, I am. I don't believe for a second that you're smarter than the Lord is. And his Word teaches me that if you can't forgive your fellow man, he's not forgiving you. That's tough sometimes. It's kind of like praying for those who despitefully use you. Y'all have heard me say that I spent 2 years, every single day, for 2 years. At some point in time during the day, the Lord would just be sure to remind me that I had a responsibility to pray for those who despitefully use me and persecute me. And I was going through a situation. And when the Lord first laid it on my heart, I said, no way. I'm not praying for that person. I don't care what happens to them. Now that's the human part of it. And buddy, I stayed with it for quite a while, Stan. But the Lord didn't let up. And I finally got to where that I realized, you know what? I'm not getting very far with this situation. And I'm going to be the one that's going to have to bend and break or something, you know, because he's not letting up for a bit on this. And gradually, over a period of time, I got to where that I could say, I could pray for the person half-heartedly, you know. And you know, it's easy to say, oh, yes, I pray for those who despitefully use it. Wait a minute. Put a name with it. Now how easy is it? Put a name with that person. It's like standing up here and saying, oh, you know, I'm preaching to the lost. Who is the lost? Who are the lost? Whichever one, singular or plural. Now you get them down to a person, you're getting down to business. Sometimes we want to just kind of cut the outer edges. I finally got to where I could say, Lord, I'm serious. I mean it. I truly want you to bless that person. I truly could, Ronnie. And to this day, I still can. Yeah. Have I forgotten? Oh, no, I've not forgotten. And I'm not going to forget. I hope I never forget. But I certainly reached a point to where I could forgive. And I felt better about it. That person to this day probably doesn't know the struggle I went through with. Doesn't even have a clue. But I'll guarantee you I knew. God has many ways of teaching us. He not only says you pray for one another, and we talk about that, oh yeah, you know, I pray for the church, I pray for Christians, I pray for the lost, on and on and on. Sometimes we just got to get down to serious business and say, I'm praying for this one. But now listen, he said, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's right out of the Word. That's not Kent Parson. That's Holy Bible. That's God's Word. And we need to understand that. Don't you think, you can fool me, you can kid me all you want to, but you don't fool the Lord for a minute. And so you can just pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven, and go right on through that whole thing. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So that's what we just say. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. People, sometimes God teaches some pretty tough lessons. So if you want him to teach you how to pray, and you want to learn how to pray, read his word, study his word, and see what he says. My time's up, and I appreciate your good attention, your presence this morning. Teach us how to pray. It won't come automatic. It won't come just because you say, well, I'm now a child of God, and so as a child of God, I'm going to just know all of those things. You're not. You will have to study. You will have to read, and you will have to listen as the Lord speaks to your heart. And he will speak to your heart if you will listen to him.